Throughout the country, moratoriums on housing evictions are beginning to expire. They were initially established to provide relief during COVID-19. And now some housing experts are warning of a possible rush of evictions that could overwhelm the country's court systems. Here in Now's Christina Kim takes us to North Charleston, South Carolina, where evictions there have resumed.
South Carolina State Representative Marvin Pendarvis was born and raised in North Charleston. So he wasn't exactly surprised when the city ranked first in the country for evictions in 2016. As a teenager living with his mom, he lived through it.
I can remember vividly a gentleman knocking at the door, banging at the door. It wasn't a simple knock. He was banging at the door. And he basically said in some choice words that she needed to be out or something like that. And that scared me.
That experience stayed with him. He remembers going to school the next day in a daze.
It was difficult to focus in school, and you're in math class and you're not even thinking about what's in front of you. You're just like, man, this man told us we got to be out by next week. Why do I even care about school?
It's why during the height of COVID-19, Representative Pendarvis worked to extend the state's eviction moratorium. But those protections expired in mid-May. In the first 2 days after the moratorium ended, the courts received more than 100 new eviction filings. Those new cases are piling up on Nicole Paluzzi's already busy calendar. She's a housing attorney with Charleston's Pro Bono Legal Services.
I have never had regular eviction hearings scheduled 3 or more weeks out. Usually those get scheduled the following week after they're requested. So that is unusual.
And those are just cases from before the moratorium. Getting through the backlog of cases could take even longer as courts adapt to a new normal of safety precautions, including spacing out hearings and making some procedures possible through video conferencing. But there's one court that can't be moved online.
Housing court is generally law on the hall. The litigants come to the building that day. They have not prearranged to have counsel. They may be coming largely unprepared for their hearing. But we use housing court as an opportunity to get these litigants organized with their evidence and try and propose settlement arrangements in advance of the hearing being called.
Housing court was created by a group of legal aid nonprofits last fall as a pilot program to lower the rate of evictions. It provides low-income tenants with day-of legal support. And it's working. Before the pandemic hit, 2/3 of the cases heard in housing court resulted in no evictions. Which is why Paluzzi is committed to making sure housing court continues no matter the demand.
If we're not going to do it, nobody's going to do it. It's something that we're very passionate about, especially with things like COVID-19, where people have been furloughed for work. Maybe this is their first time ever experiencing work insecurity. To be able to get them some comfort that we can try and work out this arrangement.
The surge in evictions in North Charleston and nationwide doesn't just impact tenants. Robert Pinniger is the president and CEO of the National Apartment Association. He represents landlords, big and small, across the country.
It has been a roller coaster ride for everybody, I think. The first of every month as we're going through COVID is a time of apprehension for anybody who lives in or operates rental housing, just because of the uncertainty of the economic times we're in.
Pinniger is particularly worried about the smaller landlords, especially those in the so-called C-class housing market, otherwise known as affordable housing. In June, only 4% of tenants in affordable rentals had paid their rent on the first of the month, according to a survey by LeaseLock, which Pinniger says is hurting landlords.
This is not a really high-margin industry, so 9 cents of every dollar that is paid would be considered profit. So that goes back to, in the case of the C-class properties, which are owned by a lot of individual operators, this goes back to the person who probably didn't put money in the stock market, but put it in real estate, and this is their retirement.
During the pandemic, he's advised landlords to waive fees and work with renters. But he and the National Apartment Association draw the line on halting evictions entirely.
We're not supportive of blanket eviction moratoriums. They don't allow the operator to properly manage the property. The eviction itself is the only action by which a landlord can take back possession of the unit.
Pinniger says eviction is their legal right, and they're also concerned about courts becoming overwhelmed.
If those delays occur, which have been discussed, there's going to be an extended period in which rent is not going to be paid. And so it's going to cause great distress in the market and in the industry.
If landlords can't collect rent, they could be forced to sell, further shrinking an already tight, affordable rental housing market. Back in North Charleston, Representative Marvin Pendarvis has set up a rental relief program. He says while he's sympathetic to landlords, he's more troubled about what might happen to renters.
Many of them don't have the sophistication to navigate this process. Many of them have been preyed on by some of the slumlords that do exist in the area. And if we're not doing things to protect them, then how can we call ourselves a moral and just society?
Pendarvis doesn't believe this eviction crisis can be exclusively solved through the court system. But the resources North Charleston's housing court provides can make a difference. And for now, both tenants and landlords are relying on the court to work efficiently. The alternative, housing advocates warn, is an uptick in homelessness and self-help evictions, where landlords take control of a property without going through the legal process, and tenants find themselves without their day in court. For Here and Now, I'm Christina Kim.